Rick Pitino joins us on Sports Byline in his 13th year as head coach at the University of Louisville. And, of course, he has been a successful college and pro head coach for 28 years. And he is the only college coach to take three different schools to the Final Four and the only coach to win the national championship with two different schools in Louisville and Kentucky. And, of course, he has written other books, but he's got a brand new one out called The One Day Contract. Rick, what was the motivation for writing this one?
Well, two and a half years ago, I was thinking of going into broadcasting and packing in coaching. And I started writing this book, and I started rebranding our program where we put Louisville first. I think the ego, and I say it in the book, the ego is edging greatness out, was getting so rampant with the kids today and everybody involved that we were losing the right meaning for playing the game and how to really succeed on the court as well as away from the court. I started writing this book, and the whole premise behind it is that if you have one day, how would you prepare the night before? How would you go about that one day to get your contract renewed in whatever industry you're in, whether it's sales, whether it's coaching, whether it's athletic performance, whether it's legal work, whatever you're into, you have one day. And how would your focus be? How would you go about networking? How would you go about handling adversity? How would you go about heeding the warning signs to learn how to listen the right way, to get the right map, the right blueprint to make that day successful? And then when the day is over, who did you take along with you in crossing your bridge? Whose life did you impact to help across the same bridge that you're going to prosperity? So there's a lot of chapters in the book that deal with getting your contract renewed for that one day. And I have sort of subscribed to it now for 2 years. I've lived 2 years on this one-day contract to rejuvenate myself, to rebrand myself, and to just get really to get my passion going once again from 2.5 years ago. And it's really worked for me personally.
I'm going to make an observation here, and if I'm wrong about it, please feel free to correct me. But I would think it would all start with attitude.
Well, it does. It's the way you wake up. It's the way you train your mind from the moment you wake up, and it's how you go about your day. Like I go about my day with the most difficult things right away. I start the first hour and a half with the most difficult tasks I'm going to have throughout the course of that day, and then you've got to go on from there and make sure that you end positively. You eat right, you sleep right. You do everything to renew your contract the right way. Now, you can't be on for 7 days a week, 12 months a year. That's obvious. But there's a chapter in the book about meaningful distractions in your game of life. The certain vacations you must take, certain things that will rejuvenate you to get back to your passion once you come back to work, or what I call between the lines.
I'm just wondering whether today's technology, because I know you talk in the book about it, because you feel Twitter leads to a lack of humility because it really is all about self-promotion. You believe that social media leads to antisocial behavior and loss of personal communication skills. I agree with you. So what must one do to make sure that doesn't happen?
Well, I call it the trap of technology. You know, the second chapter in the book is about focus. If you're going to reach your goals, you really have to focus, and you can't have all these distractions around you. Well, social media today is a distraction. Now, for people in your industry and other media type industries, you have to have technology. It's crucial to do your job. But for those who aren't in certain industries, you have to, when you're between the lines, you're at work, you have to stay focused. My players, for instance, when I asked them the question, how much are they on social media, they said 4 hours. I was blown away by that, and I said, well, if you took 1 hour and you went in the gym and worked on your shooting, your ball handling, and things that you need to get better at, the other hour into your academic life, how much better would you be? And then I asked them the question, for those 4 hours, are you impacting anyone's life, and is anyone impacting your life, or is it just wasted time? And they said it was just wasted time. There's no impacting at all. And I think there's a lot of young people, and the trap of technology really goes out to a lot of young people who are losing all their communication skills. They can't verbalize correctly. They can't articulate the message. But they can text. They can Instagram. They can do all the things that go into social media. And then with certain people, Twitter is self-promotion. And if you're a movie star, you're getting paid, or you're getting paid to promote a restaurant. I understand that. But the trap of technology is just wasting your time and not being focused on getting ahead and prospering in life.
How much harder has it made your job as a coach in reaching your players and making sure they understand what they should be learning and what you want them to do today than what it was 20 years ago, Rick?
Well, I've got pretty good listeners, and my guys, they give me a lot of respect, which I do appreciate. They listen, but I have to tell you, they're addicted to the technology. It's totally addicted, like food, like anything else that's addictive in someone's life. They are totally addicted to it, and what I'm hoping to do in their life is just get them to break away and just not waste so many hours on it.
A couple of coaches that have been longtime friends of mine, the late Bill Walsh and also Marv Levy and I, we've talked about this over the years, and they both said to me that after a period of time, people kind of tune out the message. And I'm just wondering what you did as from a coaching standpoint to adapt your message along the way.
Well, I think that's right. I think they're correct. I think it's just everybody wants to succeed. Everybody wants to have success in their life. Everybody wants to prosper in their life. And if you give them a way to do that, they'll understand that message. If you just say it's wrong just for the sake of wrong, or it's just wasted time, that's not going to impact their ideas or their concepts. But when you tell them if you do it a certain way, it's going to lead to prosperity and success, then they listen, and very attentively.
When you take a look at the success, the national championship with Louisville in the 2012-2013 season, what was the one thing that you did from both a coaching standpoint and also a communication standpoint, Rick, that was the most successful thing?
Well, I talked about focus the most. I said there's two things, there were two buzzwords for us the entire year, and that was focus and humility. I said when you have humility, you stay hungry, you stay humble, and your passion, it burns inside every day. When you lose your humility and you think you've arrived, your competition's going to go by you. So we looked at those two words, stay focused, guys. Stay focused on our mission. Our mission was to win the Big East. Our mission was to win the national championship. We talked about it before the season started, coming off of Final Four. And I have to say I'm very proud of them because they did reach their mission.
Rick Pitino is with us. Again, the name of his book is called The One-Day Contract, How to Add Value to Your Every Minute of Your Life. Rick, when you look back on last season and think about what the team accomplished and everything, what is it that was the most gratifying thing to you besides the obvious of winning the national championship?
Well, when we lost three games in a row and everybody around us was panicking, I just told our guys, I'm going to tell you what happens with highs and lows. You're in a low right now. But let me tell you why you're in a low. Because Georgetown beat us by a point at Georgetown, give them credit. Syracuse beat us by a point, give them credit. Villanova, give them credit. You're playing great teams. You're going to have those nights. Let's get refocused, and let's make sure we win the next 16 games in a row. And we actually pointed out the 16 games, and that's exactly what we won.
You're considered by many to be one of the first coaches to promote fully taking advantage of the three-point shot. That came into play in the NCAA in 1987. What was it that you saw about that shot, and also how did you adapt your strategies to use it effectively?
Well, I used it as a gimmick. I used it as a gimmick in 1987 because it was the first year. I knew Rolly Massimino, John Thompson, Lou Conoseca, and a couple other coaches would be against it. So I wanted to make sure more than anything else that we adapted to it, and we used it, only I miscalculated the whole thing.
In what way?
I said we're going to lead the nation, and I said we're going to take 15 a game, and we're going to make five, and we're going to lead the nation in three-point shooting. Well, we played an exhibition game against the Russians, and the Russians helped me more than anybody. In that game, they took 32 threes, and they made nine, and we made seven, and I think took 20. So I upped it. I said, we're going to have to make between seven and eight, and we're going to have to take between 20 and 25 threes per game.
We only have a minute left, but what do you want people to take away from the book, Rick?
Well, more than anything else, I do think this is, it's just keeping your passion every single day, and there's certain things you got to abide by to live on a one-day contract. And I think if you live on a one-day contract, you're going to be healthier, happier, and you're going to prosper more. I know I really wrote this is the first book out of the four motivational ones I wrote, I really wrote with myself in mind, and that's about as anti-humble as you can possibly be. But I wanted to get the – I knew I was getting close to 60. I loved the game. I loved the sport. And I needed to just rekindle my passion, stay fired up every single day, and get the most out of my abilities. And by doing that, I think I can help some other people.
Rick, I want to thank you very much for your time. I was looking forward to having you on to talk not only about the great success your team had, but also to talk about this book. So thank you very much for your time. You're welcome here anytime on Sports Byline.
Well, thanks. Maybe we can visit in a couple of months, see how we're doing.
I'd love to do that. I'll get back in touch with you. Thanks, Rick.
Okay, Ron. Take care.
In his 13th year as the head coach at the University of Louisville, coming off of a national championship, the name of the book, The One Day Contract. We continue with more of you in Sports Byline.